Dab and Tench, Theatrical Idiots, Episode 1, The DVD.
Muse of fire that ascends the highest heaven of adventures. Is it adventures? Oh, inventions. Inventions. Oh, from muse of fire that ascends the highest heaven of invention. No, still not right. Oh, what now? Sebastian! Sebastian! Where is that boy when you bloody need him? Not around, that's bloody sure. Sebastian! Oh, for God's sake, Sebastian, if you're going to do that, please close the curtains. Hello? Yep, come on up. Not bad. Oh, for a muse of fire. Sends ingestion. No, fuck it. Can't remember. Oh, who's this now? Oh, damn!
Afternoon, Tench.
Oh,
how are you?
Good to see you. What brings you to this neck of the woods?
I got chucked out of the bloody pub.
Oh.
I thought, I know who lives around here. Bloody Tench. He'll have some booze, won't he?
A few beers.
Of course you have, old boy. Of course you have.
Oh, well, come on through. Watch yourself on that step.
Stretches.
Sebastian! Beer! Can't keep the boy from wanking. Problem with these bloody poles.
It's a common problem.
Yes, well. So what were you doing to get thrown out of wherever you've been?
Why do you always assume that I've been thrown out of somewhere? I could have just left.
Because you're generally always thrown out of somewhere. It's part of your little raison d'etre.
I was thrown out because people don't appreciate the actor's art. I've been working up a little one-man piece about these wretched little office jobs that normal people have.
Really?
Yes. And I went along to some training course for the people that manage these types, and it showed how these people give feedback to their peons. Apparently you're supposed to say something nice, and then something horrible, and then something nice. And they call it the shit sandwich.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, Dab, there is the title of your masterwork.
Sounds a little vulgar to me.
So there I was, giving an ad hoc performance in the pub, and they have obviously objected to the art of it. Yes, I mean, maybe I interpreted the title a little too literally for them.
Oh, so you actually called it that as well?
Yes, I thought it was inspiring when I heard them say that. I thought that is the title. That's the title of my work.
Oh, I thought you were just going to just take the contents as usual and pass it off as art.
What are you implying?
You're a shyster, sir. You're a plagiarist.
I've never been so insulted.
Do you remember my play about the small child who'd been wrestling a cactus?
I have vague memories of you rattling on about it at the time.
It was an allegorical piece about a child coming to terms with his spiky penis, but you stole it and then you pushed it into the West End.
It was entirely different. It wasn't about a child with a spiky penis at all. It may have featured a young man with a knobbly penis, but that's entirely different. Focus is different.
Spiky, knobbly was my idea. You stole it.
I improved on your shoddy little thing.
And that Stephen Berkoff piece that you stole? I'm a lizard.
That was nothing like his.
It was exactly the same. You were laying on the sofa.
My I'm an iguana was absolutely nothing at all like his I'm a lizard.
They were staged exactly the same. Big stage, one big light bulb.
Oh, God. What? Mine was a strip light.
A strip light?
It wasn't a light bulb.
I'm sorry, sir. Are you telling me that it wasn't the same play entirely by the fact that you've changed the lighting state?
It shows how little you understand the essence of the piece, that you'd confuse such superficial similarities with plagiarism.
Well, you know, there we go. Would you like a baby bell?
Oh, yes, please.
I have them shipped in from America. You can only get them in America, apparently.
Are you absolutely... Who are you paying for these things?
Big Stan is my importer.
Is he charging you an enormous amount of money for them?
Not really. About £100 a gram.
Oh, God. You do know you can get them from Asda.
No, you can't. There must be some inferior, possibly, Nestles thing.
Of course you can, you blathering idiot.
Here, eat your baby bill and shut up.
Thank you.
While you're around here, I've actually just taken possession of a DVD of my latest film. Would you like to watch it?
Or even of your film, the film that you were recently in?
Yes.
Am I right in surmising that I would have to sit through 1¾ hours of tiresome pap to see your 10 minutes of screen time towards the end?
I'm the villain, you don't see me until the last.
It's not a... I suppose they told you it was a dramatic reveal, did they?
Well, my speciality is... I'm going to kill you now.
Your speciality is not appearing until the last bloody minute and hardly getting any screen time.
Well, I'm going to show you. I'm going to get it out now. Damn it.
Go on, then. Anything to keep you quiet. Where's my beer, anyway?
Well, you can have beer later on.
No. I'm not falling for that. I want beer or I'm leaving now before we've watched the wretched thing.
Well, if you do that, I'm afraid I will have to eject you.
Go!
Or watch my damn DVD.
All right, put the bloody film on then. Put it on.
Fucking ham! Here we go. Right, there's a button. There we go.
Well, that's... okay.
So the chap on the left, he was my uncle in this piece.
Was he?
You don't find out until the very end.
Do you actually find out at all, or was this just some spurious backstory you've cooked up to make it sound more interesting?
Well, it was part of my character's...
Was it
brief.
In the script?
No.
No.
It was in my little workup. I had to take a lot of time over this particular farm.
Oh,
I was an evil doctor, so...
Why on earth do you invest so much of your time unnecessarily in this rubbish?
I had to spend a lot of time down a hospital, doing operations.
Did you?
Yes. It was an enjoyable experience. I found being up to one's elbows in guts to be a transforming experience.
They actually let you do that, did they?
Yes. They died... But I think they died for the theatrical arts.
Yes. I'm not entirely sure of the ethics of turning up in a third world country, claiming to be a doctor, and then experimenting on their patients is really a thing to do.
This bit here. You see where I'm touching him just below the sternum?
Yes.
That's something I learned in medical school, or the A&E ward of my local hospital.
Yes.
And then she explodes. You know, that's perfectly normal.
But blow up when you touch them.
Yes, I will eventually appear. Not in this scene.
All I've seen so far are some disembodied hands. They could have been anyone's.
They're mine. Look, these are my hands.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So you see that little mole there that I've had since I was a baby?
Oh, they could have put that on.
They could
have CG'd it on in post-production.
And you see where that raggedy nail is there?
Yes.
That was in there as well. It never moves, that raggedy nail. It's a permanent feature. Don't know why. It
doesn't grow?
No, not at all.
It
stays there. Like a monkey's paw. Or my finger. If I rub it, dead people come to my door. That's what I believe, anyway.
You really are a very odd little man, aren't you?
Not really. Crystal Dave told me. But he's my faith healer.
I wondered for a moment if it was who you bought crystal meth off. That's clearly what you're on at the moment.
I don't take drugs. I only take alcohol. Which is delicious. There. You saw my foot. See?
That was your foot, was it?
Yep.
I was kicking that man down the stairs.
The sparkly red stilettos were an interesting choice, weren't they?
Well, I felt that I needed to increase the character's range, so I thought that I would make him a transvestite.
Interesting. Yes. You know me, I'm always in favour of a bit of experimentalism in the acting arts.
Yeah, just 3 hours to go.
Three hours?
Yeah.
Good God, man.
Ah!
Yeah, well, God.
Ah, that's fantastic. You see, there I am, all of me. There
what,
I am.
Oh, God, I missed it. Can we crank it back? I may have just been resting my eyes a little bit.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man. You're an idiot. An absolute buffoon. There we go. Look. There I am again.
So very...
And I'm going to go back again, because I want you to see this look that I gave. Just there.
That is what you call axing, is it?
Yes, that's my... Oh, yes, I know what you mean, look. It's a classic.
Looks
I've used
like,
it in everything.
It looks like constipation.
Hey! Oh, she was a darling, an utter darling. Pity she died.
She died? What of?
No, in this, she died. She died.
I see.
She passed away.
Of course, if she had any dedication to her art, she would have flung herself under a train or something.
No. She'd have wanked in front of a train like you. What? It's a bonsai. Fucking pervert.
I told you before, that was entirely legitimate. Been through this.
Roger Moore lost an eye.
Well, he was always doing that squinty thing anyway.
That was his eyebrow thing. It was sort of trademark.
His winky, squinty eyebrow thing. I thought, well, if you like doing that expression so much, I'll add a bit of realism to it and give you something to actually squint about.
I used to dream of being Roger Moore when I was in the Welsh Valleys growing up as a boy.
You grew up in the Welsh Valleys?
Yes, I...
You've never told me this?
Well, you must occasionally hear the Welsh in my accent just coming through.
Not really. Occasionally, I've worried that you've been having a stroke.
I wanted to follow my heroes, Anthony Hopkins.
Ah, yes.
And another bloke who went out with Liz Taylor for a while.
Oh, yes, him, dear.
Richard Burton, that's the chap. Yes. Heroes of mine from a childhood. I just wanted to be them. I wanted to stand in front of people and be known.
More's the pity that you've so utterly failed, then.
I have not.
You are nothing like either of them.
I have stood on the same stage as those men. Not at the same time as them.
So have a million tourists. In fact, what wasn't that the same stage? Wasn't that when you were actually showing tour groups round the National Theatre?
Yes, but I at least performed while I did it. Like when you did it. And you just punched that woman in the snatch.
It was raw. It was proper performance art. It's what people want. They've paid their money. They want to see it for real.
No, they want to know where John Gielgud laid his stool, not...
They say that, but I bet you went home and said, you'll never guess. You'll never guess what happened to me today. And they'll say, no, what happened to you today? And she said, I was only punched in the minky by Barrington Dab.
They didn't know who you were back then.
They knew perfectly well.
You were an unknown
back
then.
They knew perfectly well who I was. You could tell.
If you say so, but I don't think that happened at all. I think she just went home, felt terribly violated.
You know full well she was the envy of all her friends.
No. Sebastian, where's that beer? Oh, God, it's wanking again.
Because have you at least taught him to wipe his hands down before he brings food and drink in?
Yes, he does occasionally do it, but I mean, frankly, the agency sent him round saying it was going to be pretty, but he wasn't that pretty.
Well, so long as I don't have jizzy residue on my beer bottle.
Well, you know,
God knows if there's one thing I don't like, it's jizzy residue.
Well, you do drink that horrible lager stuff. You know, I like a real ale. I'm a real ale man.
Oh, you're a real ale. Ponce.
I like it in a proper tin with a widget.
You're a pretentious arse about it.
I like it smooth. I like my beer smooth. Real ale smooth. Not messed about with, you know?
That is this. I object to the way you could give a lecture on it, though. 20 bloody minutes. 20 bloody minutes on the little plastic thing in the tin that makes it go all foamy. No one wants to hear that.
It bought this flat, did that little plastic thing, I'll have you know. Yes, 6 adverts bought this flat.
Ugh. That's not bad going, actually.
Yes, it's a little small.
Yes. Well, you can touch all 4 walls at the same time.
But I like it. It's bijou, I believe they call it. It's bijou.
Yes. And I do wish you'd get somewhere big enough that you didn't have to partly sit on my lap whenever I came round for booze, though.
Well, I don't have to do that. But the boys like the little room that I have for them. They don't stay very long these days. Something to do with the economy. Don't know what it is. Yes, well, they don't...
And the whole trick you found about locking them in for a while, that didn't work.
No. And they stopped coming in at night when I pressed the buzzer.
The buzzer?
The buzzer.
Do they not? They don't come when you press the buzzer.
The buzzer is a little buzzer which signals that they have to come and give me the business.
Ah, that's actually quite clever for you, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, there she goes.
What?
Died.
Oh. Died. God, has it looped round again?
No, she just fell off the cliff.
Or is it really that repetitive, this film?
No, it's 7 hours of good, clean family death. Oh, stop! Will you stop it with your friends out there?
Is that the boy?
Yes.
Is that the boy and his young chums?
Yes, they're constantly making a noise.
Yes.
You know when you're trying to enjoy yourself in a gentleman's way?
I am aware of that, yes.
Well, he brings them round to look at me.
Really?
Yes, through the keyhole. I believe that's what he's doing anyway. I keep hearing giggling and shuffling.
Well, I mean, I've no objection to being watched while I'm doing things like that, but generally it's by a paying audience.
No.
See, you need to learn to monetize your talents, and knowing what a terrific wanker you are, I'd have thought you'd be able to make something out of that.
I did make an art film that year. Do you remember that? When we were at university together, do you remember the art film I made? It was a wonderful thing.
Oh, I did. Vague memories are coming back. Was that Up In, Off and Out
that
you made?
Yes, that was Chap.
Yes.
It was remade, well, retitled for the American market, just called Man Jerking.
Ah.
We're just jerking.
Yes. Although that neurology department at the American hospital that bought it, accidentally thinking it was a documentary on epileptic seizures, wasn't so keen, were they?
Well, no, I mean, they did write to me and thanked me for submitting it to them, and they did post $3,000 to me, but they said they wouldn't be using it, something about decency and God hating me. They're very religious, the Americans, you know.
They're heathens. They don't appreciate art.
In fact, when I was making my most recent film, last week, in fact, when I was, it was a quick appearance. I had to fly over to LA, got off the plane, went to the studio, was made up to be a woman, did my cameo, got back on the plane, came straight home again.
A woman, you say?
Yes.
What's the deal with that, then? You don't strike me as being someone who would make a particularly convincing woman.
It was a film called Sissy Girl.
Oh, right.
It stars Jeff Bridges.
Oh, tell me more.
As a transsexual, I was her friend, Sissy, who died quite quickly.
Within 10 minutes of her appearance, I'm assuming.
Well, yes, at the beginning, though. Yes.
Well, thank God for that, at least, when you make me watch it, I won't have to watch any more than
time.
The first quarter of an hour.
And
thank heavens for small mercies.
Jeff was a darling, though, you know, when he was stabbing me. There was a little glint in his eye saying, I know you, you're a brilliant British actor, I know, and the quality of your work is really, really self-evident by the way that you're screaming and slightly slapping my shoulder.
You read all this from one glint in his eye, did you?
He's an excellent actor. He can emote completely with his face. He didn't speak to me once during the shoot, but I believe that's what he was thinking.
And there wasn't any chance that he had absolutely no fucking clue who you were and that glint in his eye was entirely down to him being coked off his tits.
He must know who I am. Everybody knows who I am. I go into a shop, they go, that's Tench, that is.
That's Tench, or that's Ten?
Ten.
£10.
No, it's Tench. Definitely Tench.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I've known you longer than anyone, and there's times when I can barely remember what your name is.
But my name is Tench. Everybody's known it. I've been around since the early 90s. Everybody must know who I am. I walk into the pub, they go, Tench, 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 have a drink on the house.
Really? The last time I went in a pub with you, the landlord said, Tench, 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 when are you going to pay your fucking tab?
Well, that was a bad time. That was the late 80s, I seem to remember.
Before all the high-profile work started rolling in,
yes,
I suppose.
Yes, well, you know, I can't go into a normal pub now. I'm just recognised.
Not always in a good way, though, is it?
No, exactly. I mean, they come over, they ask for autographs, they slap me about. They accuse me of buggering their sons, but...
That last one's probably true, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it was over 18.
I think the combined careers of famous actor and notorious sexual predator were never going to sit particularly well together, were they?
I was up for that film.
Were you?
Alien versus Sexual Predator. It was only made for the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, right.
It was made by the same people who made Transmorphers.
And how far did you get? Did you get any part in it, or...?
I got 3 callbacks.
Really?
Yes. And they eventually let me go, because apparently Bruce Boxleitner wanted to get in on the act and...
Bloody Bruce Boxleitner.
Got the job.
Yes.
I remember him when he was in Babylon 5. All he ever said was, my old dad used to say...
Well, there was talk that actually he was so pissed most of the time. They had an animatronic built... But they only had time to program that one phrase into it.
No bugger ever watched that anyway. I mean, it's tedious. It went on forever.
But I'll have you know, I've watched every single episode.
Why?
I don't really remember.
No.
It was a long time ago and I was going through some issues.
Yeah, some chemical issues, I seem to remember.
Least said about that, the better.
Heroin, wasn't it?
I genuinely cannot even remember now.
Yes, it was. You came round my house one evening when you were on heroin.
Yes.
Walked in, said, lovely to see you, Tench.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like me.
Yes, well, you were on the heroin, and you took my television out with you, saying that you were going to have it cleaned.
Well, that does sound like me. It's the kind of generous, selfless thing... that I would do to a friend. For a friend.
I never got it back, though, did I?
It's probably still, but you can't rush with an enormous television like you have. You can't rush cleaning it. They might damage it.
No, well, I would see that, yes. But I also saw it in the pawn shop 3 weeks later.
Oh, there are plenty of televisions that look exactly like yours. You can't say that one's yours.
I saw the mark on the screen.
It was... This is just typical of you, isn't it? You bloody... Bloody ingrate. I do you a favour. I take your television away to be cleaned so that you can more enjoy watching your shitty little films on it. And what thanks do I get? Accusations of impropriety and theft.
Then you stole my toilet.
That was for a project I was working on.
Never got that back either.
Did you never see my show, The Toilet Thief?
It was a Sunnyflow. It cost me £2,000.
Oh, you can't put a price on this kind of art.
It had a shit chopper in it and everything.
A shit chopper, you say?
Yes. You'd sit on it and you'd do a shit, you'd press a button and it would all sort of liquidise the shit and squirt it out of a little pipe.
That sounds absolutely repellent. Was this something that you used to do with the boy? Was that why you got it?
No! Just had it installed, you came round and said I need to have this cleaned for you. Something about the plumber.
Yes.
You said you were going to take it down to his van.
Yes, well, that's probably, broadly speaking, what I did. I took it to the van, took it away, and then did my performance on it.
Yes.
I'll have you know that every single person that saw that show thought it was a masterpiece. And at least 4 or 5 people.
Yes, that you sprayed with shit.
It's what they were after.
High-pressure shit.
They would have been disappointed if I hadn't.
With sweet corn in it.
Well, obviously with sweet corn. I'd spent the week almost entirely subsisting off sweet corn, just to give it the right consistency.
Like a yellow blizzard.
Yes. I think that was what the chap from Time Out described it. Like a yellow blizzard,
yeah.
He said. A yellow blizzard of wonder.
Yeah.
I think were his exact words.
Yes, you fucked him though, didn't you?
I never went near him.
Even though you're a consummate heterosexual, you still fucked him.
Are you implying I would take it up the tradesman's merely to get a favourable review in Time Out?
I know that you did fuck him because I was in the bed at the same time because I was fucking him.
Bloody hell.
I was going at it, banging away. The next minute I felt something snaking up my John Thomas. Another one was going in the back. It was horrible.
I thought that was just a big bolster cushion that he had on the bed.
He was gaping like a screaming child by the end of it.
Had I accidentally taken him back to yours then?
No, I was in bed with him. And you thought, well, I need to get in there. Literally, in there.
Bloody hell, I really must have been smashed then.
Well, happily I managed to finish off and then I made a swift exit.
Well, that's probably for the best.
Yes. Went downstairs, made myself some toasties.
Toasties, you
yes.
say?
Yes. The pop toasties.
Pop toasties?
Yeah, with the hot
stuffing.
Oh, the little
sugary pop toasties
yes.
that they make. Yes. yes.
And I scalded my tongue and had to go to the hospital.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that would explain why you weren't there afterwards, then.
But then there were a load of crying people complaining that I killed their relatives. It was very bad.
Oh, well, see, if you are going to make such a ham-fisted go of all your research, you've got to expect this to happen.
Yes. At the veterinary school all over again.
Oh.
That poor horse.
I mean, did you really think it was a good idea doing open-heart surgery on a horse in a field while someone was attempting to ride it?
It was difficult, but I thought it was a challenge.
It was a challenge in that it was completely bloody impossible and a ridiculously stupid idea.
My legs wrapped around that horse. Tight, firm, firm horse.
Yes, I believe the RSPCA still want to speak to you about that aspect of it, don't they?
Well, they've dropped the case. I did an advert for them.
Yes, what was it the News of the World called you? The horse fiddler.
No, that was when I was in Equus.
Oh.
Yes, although I did get a little excited during the performance and did actually fuck the horse.
Ah, yes, and it was actually a real horse they had in that night, wasn't it?
Yes, just a
model.
No, it was a male horse, sadly, and it got rather overexcited and sustained what might call a massive erection.
I believe he actually caused some damage to a couple of people in the front row, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes. Sadly, we lost a prompter that night when it mounted the prompting box.
Ah, yes.
Took his
literally,
eye out.
Literally fucked his eyes out,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes.
Which, you know, if someone whose job consists of reading things, it's a bit of a halt to the career progression, isn't it?
Well, it was a halt to his life.
Yeah, that as well.
They did the autopsy and they cut the top of his head off and all that was in there was mush and spunk.
Imagine that.
Yes. Viscera, I think you'd call it. Viscera?
Quite possibly.
Yes, it wasn't pleasant at all. Oh, there we go. That was a good film. I enjoyed that.
Oh, is it finally over?
Yes, yes. All the good people finish well and the bad people finish badly, and that's all you can say for a film.
Oh, it's certainly all you could say about that film. There was fuck all else to it.
Shall you watch one of yours?
Yes, I believe you've got my entire oeuvre on your DVD collection, haven't you?
Yes, I've got one.
Well, it'd better be that one then.
The one that we were both in.
Oh, that one.
I can put it on.
God, the one that I had to lower myself to pay the rent that month.
Would you like another baby bell?
Yes, go on, if only for the hilarious knowledge that it's probably cost you a couple of hundred quid for something that you can buy at the shops.
Oh.
What?
It doesn't seem to be in the box. There seems to be... Oh, God.
What? What have you got?
It's... Oh, I'm going to have to sit down.
Well, instead of Jolly Fellas 3...
Yes.
...which we were both in...
Yes.
...I've got a horse autopsy DVD. Really, because it was the only copy in existence.
The only copy of that film?
Yes. Which means that the horse's family has got that film that we were in.
Ah, well, it'll probably be an enriching experience for them. Well, you know, my bits will anyway. Yours, they'll probably just laugh at and say, ha 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 ha, who's that talentless, hamming idiot?
That's... fucking it. You stupid bastard! Fucking twat! Death bastard! Cunt! Cunt! Cunt!
Messrs. Dab and Tench were ably assisted by Andrew Wilson and Martin Wolfenden. It was a Gentleman's Review production for the internet. For more information about this podcast, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com/DT.